This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Israel and United States carried out attacks on Iran today. The Israeli military in a statement said it is conducting a broad strike on a number of military targets belonging to the Iranian regime in western part of the West Asian country. Explosions have been reported in multiple Iranian cities, including capital Tehran. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed in an 8-minute-long video posted on a social media platform that Washington has begun a military campaign in Iran.
A short time ago, the United States military began major combat operations in Iran. Our objective is to defend the American people by eliminating imminent threats from the Iranian regime. It's been mass terror, and we're not going to put up with it any longer. From Lebanon to Yemen and Syria to Iraq, the regime has armed, trained, and funded terrorist militias that have soaked the earth with blood and guts. And it was Iran's proxy, Hamas, that launched the monstrous October 7th attacks on Israel. It was brutal, something like the world has never seen before.
Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz has said his country has launched preemptive attack against Iran and also declared a state of emergency across the country. The strikes came amid heightened strain between the United States and Iran over a potential nuclear agreement. Apparent strike in Tehran happened near the offices of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Following the attacks, Iran has shut down its airspace and mobile phone services have been disrupted. Meanwhile, Iraq has also closed its airspace following Israeli airstrikes on the neighboring Iran. In retaliation, Iran has attacked multiple targets across the Gulf, with explosions reported in Abu Dhabi, Bahrain and Kuwait. Earlier, Iran confirmed that it had launched missiles and drones towards Israel following the U.S.-Israeli attacks. Explosions were also heard in northern Israel as countries trying to intercept incoming Iranian missiles. India has issued an advisory urging all Indian nationals in Israel to exercise utmost caution and remain vigilant at all times in view of the prevailing security situation in the region. The Indian embassy has advised all Indian nationals in Iran to exercise utmost caution, avoid unnecessary movements and remain indoors as far as possible in view of the developing situation. In view of the current regional situation, Embassy of India in Qatar has issued an advisory urging all Indian nationals in Qatar to take due care. Air India has suspended all its flights to all destinations in the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Micron Technologies state-of-the-art semiconductor assembly, test and packaging facility at Sanand in Gujarat this afternoon. With a total investment of over 22,500 crore rupees, the project represents the first proposal approved under the India Semiconductor Mission. The inauguration of Micron's Sanand facility today marks a transformative leap for India's technology ecosystem. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi launched a nationwide campaign for human papilloma virus HPV vaccination for girls aged 14 years in Ajmer, Rajasthan. The Prime Minister also inaugurated, dedicated and laid the foundation stone of various projects worth over 16,000 crore rupees. Speaking on this occasion, the Prime Minister said the HPV vaccination campaign is an important step in preventing cervical cancer in women.
मुझे देश भर की बेटियों के लिए एक अहम अभियान शुरू करने का अवसर मिला है जहां अजमेर से एचपीवी वैक्सीनेशन अभियान शुरू हुआ है यह अभियान देश की नारी शक्ति को सशक्त करने की दिशा में अहम कदम है.
And in cricket, Jammu and Kashmir have created history by lifting the Ranji Trophy title for the first time in their history, defeating Karnataka in the final at Hubli. The match ended in a draw on day 5, with Jammu and Kashmir winning due to their first innings lead to end a 67-year wait for a Ranji Trophy title. And in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Pakistan will face host Sri Lanka in a Group 2 clash of Super 8 stage at 7 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.